Welcome to Art Speak with Burnaway, an online magazine dedicated to contemporary art. Each week, we engage in dialogue with artists, critics, curators, scholars to bring context to current and upcoming events in the arts in Atlanta. I'm Claire Maxwell with Burnaway, and today I'm joined by Sarah Emerson, an Atlanta artist whose mural is currently on view at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Jacksonville, Florida. So first off, can you just talk about how you really came to exhibit your piece in Jacksonville and how you got called upon to do that?
Yeah, I have actually worked with a gallery in St. Augustine called Screen Arts, and he had a meeting with Ben Thompson, who's the curator of the MoCA Jacksonville, and sort of recommended that he look at me. And it's a really interesting program there at the MoCA Jacksonville. The curator and the director alternate. They kind of get dibs on the Project Atrium space. It's one kind of isolated space in the middle of the museum that they sort of reserve for. I don't want to use the word riskier projects, but sort of, you know, younger artists. And it was Ben's turn in the space, and he actually, we talked for a while about a possible mural project in there. And I think what really drew him initially is we're kind of from the same town in Louisiana, and I had been talking about working with landscapes that had sort of been affected by the BP oil spill and sort of these black pools taking over our landscape. And I think we got along really well in terms of the concept, and then he invited me to come do a mural.
That's great.
That was about a year ago. Okay. That we started the conversation. So.
Okay. And this mural in particular, how do you feel it's different from other murals you've done? I know you described it a little bit in terms of the landscape after the oil spill, and really, what does it really represent to you?
Well, it's the largest mural I've ever been able to do. It's a very unique space because it is in the atrium. The walls are about 40 feet high, and there are, you know, three walls. They're about total 75 feet, I think, if you were to measure them all together. It was also the first mural, it's much larger than anything I've ever done. I also wanted to incorporate the entire space and really take something two-dimensional, as far as painting is very two-dimensional, medium, and I really wanted to create a three-dimensional experience. When I saw the space, I really wanted to figure out some way I could do that. It's also the first time I've ever incorporated text in my work, which is a funny thing for me because I always do it in my test drawings, and I almost, in my for instance, in my books, I'll have my paintings sorted out, and I'll always have some kind of like elaborate title that I've sort of worked out and into the drawing, but that never makes the cut for the painting. So I really wanted to do something a little bit different for my own process and take something very two-dimensional and make it three-dimensional, so to create a sort of conceptual, all-encompassing experience with the painting and the viewer.
Great. And how long does it typically take you to finish an entire mural?
Well, this is a very unfair question because I had a huge team of people helping me. I had my husband come, Jesse Krieger, and also the museum gave me about three very wonderful helpers and two others on occasion. So anywhere from three to six people helping me. So it took about 7 days total, which was a surprise for me. I had put in for a little bit more time than that, and we happily finished a couple days early. But it was a big project, too gigantic. I asked for scaffolding, and I sort of imagined, you know, just regular scaffolding that you would get. And I got this gigantic scaffolding that was four stories high and a huge lift that people could get on. So it's kind of unfair. I have no idea how long it would take me to do by myself, but it took 7 days.
Are there any other notable installations or murals you'd like to talk about, or anything that really compares to the one you did in MoCA Jacksonville?
Well, certainly every mural that I've been invited to do has been unique because it's been, I've had to respond to the exact location that it's been in. The last mural I did was in Reynoldstown for the Living Walls Conference last year, and it's currently still up. I think that it may have some other layers on top of it now. I don't know. I haven't been there in a while, but the Reynoldstown mural was the last one I did locally here in Atlanta, and it was quite large also. I can't remember the exact square footage, but it's in an overpass, so there's two gigantic walls facing each other. And of course, we did that outside in August in Atlanta, so it was a little bit different circumstances, and I had some very, very good help during that as well.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for joining us and letting us know a little bit about the MoCA Jacksonville mural, and we'll see you next week on Art Speak.
Thank you so much for inviting me.